Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Mem. Psachim Daf Mem, we are on Lama Tesma Beis, the second to last daf, here in the second perek of Meseches Psachim. So, we get into Lama Tesma Beis, says the Mishnah, Ein Shorin es Hamursan L'Tarnagolim. A person is not allowed to soak Mursan, bran, in order to give food to their chickens, right? That's a type of a situation which can lead to chametz, and therefore one is allowed to do it, right? Because once it's soaked, it's not the cooking process, but soaking causes the bran to start rising, and therefore one is not allowed to do that in order to give food to their tarnagolim, to their chickens. Aval cholten, one is allowed to scald. One could sprinkle a few drops of hot water. That's what is allowed, because that does not allow it to be machmetz. Ha'isha, lo tishre es hamursan, shetoloch biyadol amerchas. A woman is not allowed to soak this same type of bran to bring it with her to the merchatz, to the bathhouse. It was used there. Rashi, lashuv bab sarah, to scrub her flesh with. Why? Because that soaking again can cause it to become chametz. Aval shavi bivsar yave, she could just use it on her dry skin. That's what she's able to do, even though there's a little bit of water that gets into it through that process, but still, that's mutter. Next, lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniach hamakaso. A person not allowed to chew wheat and then put it on his maka, on a wound that he has, for protection, for healing, so to speak, because that also is machmitz, the item, even with the saliva of a person. The Ritva here is Meir, that what is the type of case that we're talking about, that you're putting it onto your wound? What type of wound are we talking about? Says the Ritva, it has to be talking about a case that it is ein bo shum sakana. It has to be, because if it's davar sheish bo sakana, then chametz is not one of the big three averos. You're allowed to save your life and protect your life with, if your life's in danger, with chametz. So it has to be a case where we're talking about a mayri she'ein bo shum sakana. Inami de'efsher b'laf hachi de'ilo kivan shezeh shelok derech hana'aso ha'misraven me'nefil shelo b'malkam sakana sa'guf. Right, so he says, number one has to be talking about ein bo sakana, because if not, so then this wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's the Ritva's ha'ara here, and therefore, the reason that it's aser is because chametz, as we know, is aser b'hana'a, and one of the three isurim, and therefore this is also getting hana'a from the item. The Me'iri here is a lasha that not only is there hana'a, but it's ba'al yirah b'yimatzeh. Still has the status of chametz when it is on the maka, even though it was chewed up, and therefore one would not be able to have it in their homes. Bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Eilu dvarim she'ein bo l'idei chimutz. The following situations are cases which never come to chimutz. You don't have to be worried about the leavening process. Ha'afui. If something is already baked, something that is already baked, so even if you then would soak it, says Rashi, lechem ishenef et komasha shoria b'mayim, eno machmetz. The baking process is already finished. Right? Sounds like matzah shruya issues. It sounds like what we call gebrux issues. So basically, hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll be able to talk about that topic. Ha'afui, something is baked, v'hamevushal, something is already cooked, v'chalut, shechalta b'roschet, something is already scalded with hot water. So those do not become chamei. Says the Gemara, mevushal ad mevashal e mechamei. One minute, mevushal does not lead to chimutz. But what about as you're cooking it, before it gets to yatzolez, before it gets too hot? So doesn't it rise before that? Doesn't it become chamei before that? Amar papa haafui she bishlok amar. As we described it, the first two are really one case. Something that was baked that you then cooked, so that does not become chametz. Cannot become chametz. Period. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kemach shenafo letocho delaf. If you have flour that there is a drip that is constantly going onto the flour, drip, 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 there's no break. It's a constant flow of water onto the flour, afilu kala yom kulo, the entire day. Eino bali de chimutz, there is no chimutz possible there. Because the fact that the dough is constantly being bombarded with these drips does not allow it to be nischametz. If there's a break in between, the dripping stops, so then one has to be worried. Because again, flour and water together, the rising process starts. But if it is constantly being dripped on, then we don't have to worry about it. Amar Papa, Vuda Avet, Tif Lahadi Tif, that's only if it's drip after drip without a break in the middle. Good. Amri debei Rabbi Sheila, Vatika Shari, Vatika, which is a type of flour food. Flour mixed with other ingredients. So that's mutter, that's not a problem on Pesach. Vatanya Vatika Asr. Another Brisa says that Vatika is Asr on Pesach. So Lokasha Hada Avde Bemishcha Umilcha Hada Avde Bemaya Umilcha. Well, it depends how it was made. If it's the flour that was made with salt and oil, so then that is okay. Salt and oil. Rashi here quotes, and we showed him, this is an example of Meperos. And Meperos, or without talking, there's no water involved, so Meperos in Machmitzin. Masha Enkein, if it's water and salt, so the water causes it to rise, then that vatika would be aser. Rashi here again, as I said, may peros ein machmitzin. Remember the Rashi that we had a couple of days ago, which Rashi says though that there is still an issur d'rabbanan possibly by the may peros, and that is why the minhag of Ashkenazim is not to use matzah ashira on Pesach. The Ritva here, again, discusses salt. There are different types of salt. Different types of salt. So which type of salt are we talking about here? There is salt that comes from the places near the water, right? There are collections. So is that salt, which is coming from a water source, does that also not have a problem of causing the flour to rise? The Ritva here is three deos. Yesh omrim. First he says, the notes say, lo matzasi, I don't know where this is. Yesh omrim shezeh b'melach hanechzev min hahar. This is from salt that comes from a mountain. Avo melach hanasem min amayim, hariyu kamayim v'aser. But salt that comes from the water deposits, that would have the same type of reaction with the flour. V'yesh omrim shafilu ha-melach hanechzev min hahar gamu, ni tak lamayim. Eladahakal fisha melech muor, kisitam lo chashashu. First day, it's a mayim shanasim and amayim is usr. Second day is that no, it's such a tiny amount anyway, it's not a problem. Vacherim pirshu, others say no, the bachom milcha hairi. We're talking about here, any type of soul would be mutter, and that's seems to be the pashas, because the Gemara doesn't limit it at all to any specific types of salt, and that's what the Ritva himself, likes. Different types of salt being involved in the process. Amar Marzutra, lo limche inish kedera bekincha da avishuna. A person is allowed to thicken their pots. Somebody's making a tavshil on the fire. We're not allowed to add flour on Pesach, bekimcha da avishuna. Even if flour that was already roasted in the oven, dilma bo bashel shapir, maybe it wasn't roasted totally, and va'azid echimutz, and it's going to be mechamet, the liquid that's in the tavshil. Now you're adding the flour, that flour that's in being added to thicken, that's being added for consistency, that itself is not allowed because we're worried that it wasn't bashel shapir, it wasn't totally roasted, and it might, the flour in there might become chavis. Right? This is a halacha regarding to Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Chavis regarding texture. This idea that you would add flour to texture comes up very, very much in Hilchas Brachos. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that if one uses one of the Chameshas Haminim, usually, unless there are exceptions, usually they are not batel. If there's any type of mizonos in the mixture, it cannot be batel. If somebody's making a potato knish. Potato knish, that the whole outside is mizonos, and there's a thick outside. You gotta say mizonos on that. Right? Mizonos can never be batel. If there's any other type of ikur v'tafel situation. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Ches, in Arachayim. Al Chameshas Haminim, Shehein Gefet Einav Rimon Zayis V'tavar, Mavarach Achreim, Mavarach Achat Mein Shalosh. Chameshas Haminei Dagan, She Shlakan, the five grains that one cooked, Osha Ketashon, or ground, V'asameyam Tafshil, and you make a Tafshil with them, and in that Tafshil has one of the five grains, and along with vegetables, and along with chicken, and along with all other honey, other types of ingredients. Afilu irev imam dvash harbe, even if you put a lot of honey in there. Ominim acherim harbe yosemam. Or you put other items in, and even if quantitatively the five grains are the mi'ut, mivarech alav, borei mine mizonos. Ula basov ala mechya. One cannot disregard a mizonos, because that is by definition, as the Gemara says, kol sheyesh bo chameshas aminim. Anything that has one of the five aminim in there, they are by definition an ikar, at least a co-ikar. At least a co-ikar. For example, an ice cream sandwich. Ice cream sandwich, Ruba de Ruba of the poskim say two different brachas. Because the ice cream, you're eating it for the ice cream, but the you can't disregard the mizonos. That's why an ice cream sandwich, we say two brachas, a mizonos and a shakal. So it's at least a koikar. But there are two or three exceptions to this rule. Very few, but two or three exceptions to the rule. One of them is Tosfos and Maseches Brachos. Tosfos and Brachos says, if the mizonos is just being added in order to hold the other ingredients together, ledavek, so then we wouldn't be able to disregard that and treat that as a tafel. That's Tosfos and Brachos on daf lamid vav amabes. The chain, letoch shkedim, sheosin, if part of it is to, you add these the mizonos ingredients in order to satiate, then obviously you can't disregard. If it's just to hold the other ingredients together, or others might say to give it a little texture. So that also, one might say, you could disregard that and make a shahakal. This is the licorice controversy. Most poskim say that you make a shahakal on licorice, but there are those that say you make a mizonos on licorice. The issue is, the flour that is put into licorice, is it there purely for, to hold the other ingredients together, ledevek ba'alma, or is it more, that's one example. Or, there, it comes up all the time, right? Somebody makes meatballs. Many times the meatballs that one makes, you put a little flour inside in order to give it texture to hold it together. So meatballs, generally, the minigol is to make shahakal on meatballs, not to make a mizonos on meatballs. So again, that's another example of, if it's just there to thicken it, to give it a type of consistency, that itself would be... one would be able to disregard. Interesting, later on, when we talk about the al-hamichya elements, so the big discussion, how much does one have to have for an al-hamichya? A kezayis of what? A kezayis of the flour? Some poskim say, yeah, you have to have a kezayis of the flour. If you don't have a kezayis of the flour, so then, even if you're going to make a mizonos, it's hard to say an al-hamichya on that, because that's, you didn't have a kezayis of the flour. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes later on in that siman, in siman reish ches, sifkat and memches, that if you have one I have a cookie, for example. So the minhag olam is to be mekel and make an alamichya if you had a kezayis of all the ingredients included, not just the flour. That is the minhag olam he quotes. Mikamakom and yipasabav a kisnin shema orat b'tavlan harve. You have a pasabav a kisnin, a type of cookie, a type of cake, a type of pie, right? That you have a lot of ingredients mixed in. Noagin ha'olam levarich alav lebasof alamichla kishyesh bo kezayis. Because it's all mixed in together, and the tavlan or balahachra sochel, it all combines in order to make the item of food. Anyway, that is another example, just like here, the second to last line. We're talking about adding flour to thicken a pot. So, if you add flour to thicken any dish, hilchas brachas, it comes up, a very important sugya, part of this, of the topic of ikar v'tafel in hilchas brachas. Okay, we continue. Amar of Yosef, last line. Lo lichlot inish, other activities that might cause chimitz that one has to worry about. Lo lichlot inish trechiti bahadi adadi. One should not scald two kernels of wheat, two stalks, garini chitin, kernels of wheat, seeds of wheat, together. Dilma, even though scalding, we just said before, prevents the chimutz process, but doing two together is dangerous. Why? Dilma az lachada v'yasva b'tziri dechaverta. Maybe one of them will become wedged into a crack in the other one. V'lo salak luhu dikula demaya b'arba ruchasa. And the scalding water won't hit all the different sides of this seed, because one of them will be hiding in the crack, in the wedge of the other one. V'az l'di chimutz. In order for chimus to be prevented, it has to be that the scalding water has to directly hit all the sides of the zerachitim. Right? It sounds like, where else do we have this also? We have this when we're kashering. When we're kashering and we're doing hag'alah, we're doing boiling water on, let's say, a countertop, on a stainless steel sink. So one has to be careful to make sure that we're using the principle there called irui, which Bezra has going to come up in Amid Beis on today's daf, of boiling hot water from a kli rishon. onto the surface. So one has to be careful that it's the boiling hot water that hits every spot directly and then doesn't slide over to go to another spot, because then that's not irui. Every spot has to be hit by the irui, right? Similar here, every spot of the seed has to be hit in order for chimus to be prevented. If not, if one part of it is covered, so then we still have the worry. V'yamar Abaya. Next suggestion: Lo lichroch inish trei shiboli b'hadi adadi. A person shouldn't singe two shibolim, again two stalks, together. Why? Dilma nafki maya mehai ubala idach va'asi ledechimus. Maybe some liquid will go out of one of them and into the other one. Natural juices usually aren't, right, don't cause any chimutz, but here it's going to go from one to the other. And once it gets out of its original habitat, so to speak, it can cause chimutz. That's why one shouldn't singe them together, because it could go from one to the other and lead to chimutz. And we don't do any of this today anymore in our homes. We already buy shmura flour, as we'll talk about a little bit later on today's daf. Generally, if somebody is working with actual wheat, it's an important discussion. How do you deal with the wheat in terms of scrubbing it and cleaning it and washing it before one makes it into flour? Amalei Rava. Rava says, if you, Abaya, are worried about two together, Ihache, if you look chadanami. What do you mean? Even one shouldn't singe. Why? Dilma nafik mehai ratio, bala idach ratio. Maybe it's going to go from one side into the other side. That's why you're only worried about two, you should even worry about one. So, Elam Rava. Rava says, this whole issue with the liquid coming out of the shibolim, I'm not worried about. May peiris ninu, may peiris in machmitsin. Peiris is not machmitsin, and therefore, one doesn't have to worry about it. V'hadabe Rabbi Meahi, and Abaye himself was chozer bo, that you don't have to worry about these two, one going into the other one, and then you would take that to the next stage of one itself. So by himself, as Chozer would say, that's mutter. Why? Because he said, to call the agav midlayu lo machamsi. Anytime that a liquid is falling down, Rashi says, call derech nefilasam lo machami. We don't have to be worried about the chimutz. And that's what's happening here. In the case of the shibalim, it would be going from one down to the other. Where do you see Abaya was Chozer bo? Damar Abaya. Hai chatzva da avishna. This jug. A chatzav is a jug, the avishta that you usually put the kernels in to roast, schifa shari. When it's upside down and you're roasting the coals, the seeds in there, it's mutter, because all the liquid is going to go down right away, get burned up, and there's nothing to worry about. Zekifa aser, but if it's straight up, it is aser. And Rava amar afilu zekifa nami shari, and Rava says, no, even zekifa standing up is mutter, may peiros inu, may peiros ein machmis, and one doesn't have to worry about it. But at least Abaya says, if it's upside down, you don't have to worry about it. So you see, Abaya holds, even derech nefila, as long as it's derech nefila, it is not machmits. And therefore, he would allow it in the earlier case as well. Tosfos earlier, that we had a Daf Lamed Hey, Tosfos brought this Gemara as a Raya against that Rashi that I just alluded to before. Tosfos says, how could Rashi say that May Peros is still Aser Midrabanan? Right, what about this Gemara? Sounds like Mutter, Mutter. The Pashas of the Gemara is that it's Mutter. Rashi, Tosfos quotes this, beginning of Lamahama Beis, against Rashi. Pnei Yeshua says here to defend Rashi, as he does Kedarka Bakodesh, well, maybe this is Machlokas Amorim here. Maybe Rashi is holding like Abaya. Right, it's not one of the Yalkagams. You could say, how could Rashi hold like Abaya? But either way, it's a Machlokas Amorim, so Rashi is not totally boxed into a corner. Tanur Rabbanan, first wide line. Ein losasin. We're dealing with a lot of issues of the flour coming into contact with liquid. That's what this is referring to. So we're going to talk a little bit later about shmura matzah. And in the coming days, hopefully we'll talk about the issue of matzah shruya. And I also owe the daf be'in shir about kidneys and matzah shruya. So Tana Rabbanan. Ein losasin sa'orim b'pesach. One is not allowed to soak. They used to soak the barley or the wheat before Pesach in order to make it easier to deal with in the cooking process. One is not allowed to soak the barley on Pesach, right? That could cause chimutz, and therefore it's not done. V'imli says that if you did nisbak, if you soaked it so much that they already started cracking, the zra'im already started cracking because it was blown up asuros, that's already a sign of chimutz, and therefore they're asur. Lo nisbak umutaros, if they didn't start cracking yet, so then you still have some time, then there's still mutter, says the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, shoron bechometz, bechometz somson. If you see they're already started to blow up, put them in vinegar. Vinegar stops the process of chimutz, it's somsan, it makes it smaller, it's not mani, it doesn't, it's, let them be become chametz, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says that's what you would do. Amar Shmuel ain alacha Rabbi Yossi. Don't go like Rabbi Yossi because it's just too dangerous. Amar Avchisa, Amar Ukva, lo nisbaku mamish. When we say that the nisbak of it starts being cracked, then it is already too late. It doesn't even have to be literally cracked already for it to be a problem. Ela kol she'ilu menichan al pichavis vehin nisbakos me'alehen. If you would leave them, if you would put them on a barrel of wine, that aroma causes items to expand. So if you would leave it on the barrel, it would expand. That's already enough. So even if, though it's not nisbaku literally, if it's just about that, if you would leave it on a barrel, it would, that's already enough that it is usser. Or Shmuel Amar, no, nisbaku mamish. Shmuel says, no, it has to actually be starting to crack already. If not, it's still mutter. Oh, but Shmuel uvda, bedura debay bar chashu. Shmuel acted, in just passing this way in the Beis Medrash, he acted in Beit Bar Chashu this way, and his Baku Mamish, he only asked for something that was actually cracked. If it was before that, then it would be Mutter. Good, now we have a couple of different dayas about this topic that we're talking about, Lesisa. Right, the Brisa said earlier that you're not allowed to be Losis, you can't soak barley on Pesach. Omar Rabba, Baal Nefesh Lo Yilsos. A Baal Nefesh shouldn't be Losis. Shouldn't be losis, says the Gemara. My Arya Baal Nefesh. What do you mean a Baal Nefesh? What's a Baal Nefesh? Someone who's extra machmir. Rashi here says Baal Nefesh is, one word, chassid. A pious person. See on the side, the Mizrach Hashas adds in, Yirei Shamayim HaChared Al Nafsho. Somebody who's worried about his soul. Somebody who cares about his neshama. That's a Baal Nefesh. And according to that, hopefully we're all Baal Nefesh. We all care about our neshama. Baal Nefesh is usually used as a term of being extra machmir. Baal Nefesh lo yilsos. Baal Nefesh should not be losei. Shouldn't soak the barley beforehand. Says the Gemara, my Arya Baal Nefesh, afili kuli amanami. Nobody. The ha tanya in losin sorim bepesach. The Bryce says it should not be done. So what do you mean only a Baal Nefesh? So hachika amar, this is what the Rabbah meant. Baal nefesh afilu chitin d'shariri lo yilsos. A baal nefesh shouldn't even soak wheat, which are harder, which are right less probable to be caused to be nischametz. Even that, a baal nefesh shouldn't be done. Right, a regular person is just saorim shouldn't be done. A baal nefesh even chitim. Amar of labor of Nachman. Mantzayis le la abba achon amadi pusha. Oh, whoever listens to abba, which is a term of respect for rabba. That's what Rav Nachman is doing. He's going to be stuck eating old coarse bread. I mean, you're knocking out, right? You're not going to be able to be losis to soak the chitim. But everybody does that, and that's how you make fine, good bread. Everybody did it. So Rav Nachman is against this chumrah of Baal Nefesh. But either way, that is number one, that a Baal Nefesh shouldn't be losis, and we see that's talking about even chitim. Let's just continue, and then maybe we'll talk about a Baal Nefesh. The Rava Amar, let's first continue. Second day, a Rava says, Usr losos. It's usr. Elohadatanya in losin sa'orim bepesach. Right, they're talking about wheat. Either Brisa says you can't soak sa'orin barley. Sa'orin udolo hachiti shari. Isn't that mashma? Only barley is a problem and not wheat. And where it says, no, lo mi boy kamar. It means not only. Lo mi boy chitim. Not only is wheat a problem. Kiva de isbe, Syria, there are cracks and clefts in the wheat kernels. Aili buhumaya, water might go in there. So wheat is for sure usher to soak. Aval sa'ari, deshieba barley seeds, which are smooth. Ema shaper dummy. You might say then they're okay. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush, that even barley seeds, but wheat seeds are for sure usher as well. So Rabba, number one, Rabba said you should, a Baal Nefesh shouldn't do it. Rabba says it's mamish usher. And then hadar amar Rabba, third day, a mutter losos, it's mutter. Mutter, Aser, and Baal Nefesh. So Mutter, also Zatanya. The Brisa says, we have this, Yotzin Bepasna Kiyah Hadra. You're allowed to use the fine, beautiful bread, Nikia, clean bread, white bread, Vahadra. V'iafshar Nikia below Lasisa. And if you didn't do Lasisa, you're not going to have this Nikia, good, fine bread. So bread, and bread here means matzah, doesn't mean bread. So that's why it must be that Lasisa is Mutter. So before we get into more discussions of Rava, the Lashon of Baal Nefesh has become very famous in our day and age, not just in our day and age, in Divrei HaAchronim, because the Baal Nefesh is always used as, yeah, it's Mutter, but it's always better not to. It's always better not to. And there are a couple of famous Chuvas of Ramosha where he quotes the Baal Nefesh. He said a number of times that he has five pages where something is Mutter, and then the last paragraph, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. It's a derech of Rav Moshe. If you look in the I looked up at the computer. There are 17 times where Moshe uses the lashon of bal nefesh. You know, there might come up in other times, more times, where other shirashim and shel bal hanefesh or something. But the words bal nefesh come up 17 times. Just to call you three of the more well-known ones. Three of the more well-known ones. One is in Chelek Aleph in Arachayim in Kuf Samach Vav. And it's funny. Some bal nefeshes of Moshe have really been picked up on, and Rav Moshe says bal nefesh yachmir, and other chumras of the Rav Moshe's bal nefesh hasn't picked up. I'm not sure exactly why, but that is just the way it is. Rav Moshe writes in Kuf Samach Vav in Arachayim Chelek Aleph about music bizman hazeh, iser zimra bizman hazeh. Again, a known Rav Moshe. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody reads the Shulchan Aruch, about music. Not about music during the 3 weeks. Not about music during Sfira. About music during the whole year. So the Gemara seems to say, and the Rambam quotes it, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that you can't have a music industry today. You can't have a Jewish music industry today, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because it's post-Churban HaBayis. Post-Churban HaBayis, there are limitations to our musical enjoyment, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And if somebody's a real straight Shulchan Aruch man, Pashtus, he wouldn't be able to listen to music. And Rav Moshe is nota lahachmir in that sugya. Rav Moshe wrote this in 1958. Hayotzi mizeh. He quotes Kulas, but there's his Baal Nefesh. Debipuma ein lesar. Singing yourself, there's no Isser. Shalom beis hamishta. Ulamish ein oragil. Mishum te kemat kolor bishon amatirin. Raka rambam betshuvaso neged atzmo bilchosav. Velokashim izimra de gardoi. Shaaser. He quotes v'chulu that you could find some heterim. Ubezimra de mana using instruments. Aser b'chol makom. Shekein sover harambam v'amachaber. Ulamash biyarti efshesh kamashi v'tosvus lo pligi. Lachain afshar ramah. And even though, you know, one might be able to find certain kulas, says Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe says, aval vade meharoi lebal nefesh. There it is, the Baal Nefesh of Rav Moshe about music. He continues, it says, L'tzarach mitzvah, by a wedding, what about a banquet? Aval bankvitz, she'osin l'tzarach tztaka, misupakani im hi bechlal heter dvar mitzvah, me'acher she'asuda v'asimcha enim mitzvah be'etzem, raku l'asofay dezarbe anashim, she'esnadvu. So he talks about it, but outside of l'tzarach mitzvah specifically, Rav Moshe has Baal Nefesh Yachmir. That's Rav Moshe about music. So that was not such a well-known or well as commonly followed Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has another one where he talks about in Yaradeya, he talks about in Aleph Samach Beis, his blended whiskey tshuva, where he talks about Me'ikra Din, it's mutter, but again, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Baal Nefesh Yachmir in terms of his, where even though he says Me'ikra Din, it is mutter. Then Rav Moshe has also regarding, this one is a famous one, Chalav Yisrael. Chalav Yisrael, Rav Moshe writes, well, the blended one was Aleph Samach Beis in Yaradeya. B'dvar Hayesh blended she tachas hashkachasa osana blended shalob b'tarovas yayin the glitzerin v'ani omer lo yashar kocho v'zeh sheyehe roi l'mahajul nizor midvarim sherotzorach v'raschacham v'chulu v'av she'ani matir nizor ani v'atzmi milushos blended rak v'chabura shalom nefsi kiyura. And later on he says Baal Nefesh Yachmir. If you want to look at the Cholav Yisrael tshuva, that's where he discusses, find it in Echelik Aleph Sevin Mem Zayin. Ubedar Achalav Shal Companies Vimedina Seinu Asher Yesh Pikuach Mem Shala Rav Moshe's Big Heter. As we know, Me'ikra Din Cholav Yisrael is a halacha. It's not like Pas Akum, which is a chumra. But Cholav is like Bishol, it's a halacha. So how does anybody ever have any Cholav Stam? How does anybody have that? So it's based on Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe writes, in modern countries where you have pikuach of the memshala and you have rules and regulations for the dairy industry, so it's as if, because they're scared, they don't want to lose their license, and they would never put anything else in it, so because they're scared, so it's as if a Jew is watching. Tom Gadol, Mishum de Iker Yadia Brewer Korea Mamish. Iker Yadia is like Re'iya, and he has a Tosfos in Yevamos, which has to do with Bezdin knowing that a ger went into a mikvah, even if they didn't see it, right? Yediyah berurah is like a re'iyah. He quotes a couple of rayas to that, and says Rav Moshe, that's why I think it's funny. It has a couple of pages where he talks about why he thinks it is mutter, and he defends the fact that it is mutter. And the minhag ha'olam for thousands and thousands of Jews is to rely on that. But Rav Moshe, at the end of that, at the end of the following tshuva, he says his Baal Nefesh Yachmar. First, he defends it in a couple of tshuvas, one after another. He defends it and defends it. And then he says, Mina Roy Baal Nefesh Lahachmir. It's again that Rav Moshe Baal Nefesh. This is where the Lashon comes from. Baal Nefesh Yachmar. Just to quote one other, which is in one of the posthumous volumes. So it's not as well known, this Baal Nefesh. It's in Chelek Hey Simin Lamed Dalet, where he wrote this to Rav Chanoch Karlenstein, one of the Zatzal, who has beautiful svarim out. So he wrote this relating to smoking on Yontif. That was his tshuva. V'hinei b'din ishin sigarim b'yontif, donu bo kvar poskim arichlus. Right, the issue is it a davar shashove l'chol nefesh? We know there are different limitations about actions that are allowed on Yontif. It has to be something that is accepted by everybody. Shava l'chol nefesh. So says Rav Moshe, I'm not sure if today it is shava l'chol nefesh, since so many people do not smoke because of the danger issues. Umameila ishin sigarias hayom nasa eino shava l'chol nefesh. But he says, since there are so many millions of people, I'm not sure if I could call this eino shava l'chol nefesh. But lom roshe vadai sheroi l'bal nefesh l'hachmir. There it is, Ladina Kashal Asr. I can't asr it on Yontif. This tshuva was written in 1985. Again, not for now, but it's fascinating to read Rav Moshe's tshuvas about the smoking issue from the 1950s through the 1980s. One cannot say, I believe strongly, that one cannot say that Rav Moshe would say is mutter bizman hazeh, because we have no idea what Rav Moshe would say. You see a clear pattern in his tshuvas from the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, until the end, that he is becoming more and more uncomfortable, more and more evidence is coming out about the issues, and we have no idea what Rav Moshe would say bizman hazeh about on a weekday. Not on a yontif. But he's already mentioning here the issues of hezek. So it's just unclear. It's unclear exactly what he would say. But there are many, many poskim that say bizman hazeh, in terms of the isurim that one is involved in when one is involved in this act. So forgetting the yontif issue, but again, put it on the list. If someone says about what Rav Moshe would say, Rav Moshe has tshuvas about it. Yes, and he wouldn't answer it in the earlier years. But we don't know exactly. Many of his talmidim, the Ruvos Ephraim Greenblatt, says clearly that it is usher today to smoke. So again, it's something that one has to be very wary about once this tshuva came up with the Baal Nefesh. So even on a weekday, one can't quote Rav Moshe, you know, bizman hazeh, because we really don't know what Rav Moshe would say with the evidence over the medical evidence over the past 30 years. Either way, though, he has that Baal Nefesh lahachmir in terms of Yontif, along with the other examples. But again, this is where it comes from, Baal Nefesh, and Rashi here says, Chassid Yirei Shamayim Macharid al-Nafsha. Okay, we continue. A lot more to discuss. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Papa L'Rava, right in the middle. We had all the different days, again, about soaking the flour. So Rav Papa asked Rava, who just said it's mutter, Rav Papa asked Rava from the Braisa, HaKamachin Vaslaso Shel Nachrim, the flour of the non-Jews. Shel Kfarim Tahorim, Shel Kfarim, the villagers, those are Tahor, because they're not makpid to make it so fine and clean, and therefore they don't do Lasisa. Shel Krachim Temeim, Shel Krachim, it is Makabal Toma. Why? Because it was rinsed with water. But the Kfarim, my time, Allah, Mishum, Delo, Lasisi. So look, but in the villages, why is it tar? Because they didn't get it wet. They didn't do lasis. So v'kakarilei solus, and it's still called solus. So what do you mean, Rava? It must be mutter, because we're allowed to use this fancy type of bread. And obviously, that type of bread, you had lasisa done to it. But here is an example where the Braisa calls it lasisa, and we assume calls it solus, fine flour, and you know that lasisa was not done to it of the kfarim. So targuma kimcha. So we say no. That line of the chiluk of kfarim and krachin is only referring to the kemach and not to the solus. Basar denafik. After Rav left, Amar Rav Papa says to himself, "Oy, my time alo emele meha. I had a better kasha on him. I don't know why I asked the previous one. This is a better kash on him. Mehad Amar Bzeira, Amar Avirmi, Amar Shmuel. Chitim Shal Menachos, In Losis and Osam, the Kakari Luhu Solas, the Chitim of Menachos. You don't do Lasisa to them, and there's Solas Mincha. It's called Solas Mincha. You don't do Lasisa to the Chitim of the Karban Mincha. Right? Karban Mincha, most of them are Matzah. So Hadamah Rava. So Rava did not defend himself against that kasha, but Rava then went and said, not only is it mutter, it's mitzvah lilsos. It's a mitzvah to put liquid and to soak the flour in water earlier. Shene'emar, ushmaitem es ha-matzos. Ilo debay lasisa shimir lamai. Because it says you have to guard the matzah from becoming chametz. So if there's no liquid that ever comes in contact with it, is that what the Torah would be saying by ushmaitem es ha-matzos? Why? Because the Torah says you have to eat matzah. So matzah, by definition, is something that didn't become chametz. So mamela, if the Torah told us how to eat matzah, then I have to guard it from becoming chametz. But the Torah goes out of its way to add a phrase, guard the matzah. Ushmartem es ha-matzos, as if there's an extra positive activity that's required. Not just the sur meira, but above and beyond. So what is that? So, says Rava, if there's no water involved at all that it comes in contact with, so what type of shmira is this? There's no shmira. Ishimur delisha, if it's just the actual shmira of lisha, but not earlier, it's just the kneading, shimur delisha of shimur, that can't be, that's not what the Torah is emphasizing, because that's mamela, we would have understood that. To Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Betzeko shal nachrim, if you have does of non-Jews that you know did not become chametz, you check them, you don't see any signs of chametz on them, Adam Amale Kreso Mehen, a person is allowed to eat them on Pesach. Ubelvachi Yochal Kezayis Matzah Ba'achrona, as long as the Kezayis Matzah they eat at the end, which is L'shem the Afikomen. We'll talk about this later in the Masechta, which is the Iker Matzah, the first Matzah, the last Matzah. This Gemara seems to say clearly the last one. Ba'achrona in, meaning you can't use these B'seikah Shonachrim for your mitzvah, but you're allowed to use them on Pesach. Ba'achrona in, Barishon Alo. My time up, Mishum Delo Aved, Luhud Behu Shimur. Why can't you use them for your matzah's mitzvah? Because you didn't do positive shimur on them, because they're from Nachrim. V'levelei, we didn't finish the raya yet. V'levelei shimur me'afiyo ve'eloch. Why don't you just do shimur from now on? Elalav shvamino, shimur me'ikara pe'inon. It must be that you need shimur me'ikara originally. And if you need shimur me'ikara, so Rava says, it can't be that is what the Torah is referring to. So says the Gemara 1 minute. Umimai. Dilma shiny hasam. Debe idna de nachas la shimur la avil la shimur. Maybe there is different because at the time when you should have done shimur, then it wasn't done. Aval hecha debe idna de nachas la shimur avil la shimur. Chanami de shimur deli shavi shimur. But maybe only there because it belonged to a non-Jew. But maybe if you would guard it during the kneading process, that would be good enough. And you wouldn't have to worry about adding water earlier before the lisha process. So, kasha on Rava, which Rava did not answer, and the Gemara emphasizes that he does not answer it. Rava does not answer that taina, because Rava was said to the ones who deal with the bundles of the wheat, when you're mahapich them and tie them and get them all ready, be mafich l'shem mitzvah, meaning very early in the process, be involved l'shem mitzvah. Very early, because the shimur in the Torah can't be talking about just the shimur of making sure it doesn't become chametz. It's got to be even extra part of the process. Alma k'savar sharei shimur meikar mitzvah v'sofa be'inon. Right, Rava says, emphasize that very early in the matzah baking process, one has to make sure that it is guarded. One more line, and then we'll talk about it. Mar Bere Deravina Mankata Le Ime Ba'arvi. She, for Mar Bere Deravina, his mother used to store the chitim right after it was harvested in buckets to make sure that it did not come in contact with water. Okay, a couple of points. Number one is, so what is it says very early on? So when we talk about Shmura Matzah, so non-Shmura Matzah, Shmura Matzah, what is the difference? So this is this Gemara. This is where it comes from. Because non-shmura matzah is obviously also guarded from becoming chametz. The question is just from what stage is it guarded from? That's the difference between shmura matzah and non-shmura matzah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different days. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Taf Nun Gimel. Taf Nun Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, Hachitim, she'osem ayam matzah mitzvah, the wheat that we use to make matzah mitzvah, tov l'shamran, shlo libro le'amayim mishas ketzira, it's good to guard them, that water does not come on it from the time it is harvested. Obviously, when something is growing, it gets wet from the rain, but from the moment that it is harvested, that wheat that you then make into flour, that is what we call shmur matzah. Shmur matzah is made from flour that was guarded mishas ketzira. Right, what is that from? Look at the Baragola. Tur b'shem arif memra de Rava sham daf mem. That's this last line that Rava told his people in his field. Guard it from the beginning. Guard it from the beginning. Make sure it doesn't come in contact with liquid. This line in the Gemara is where shmur matzah comes from. Ula fachos, says the Shulchan Aruch, at least, even if you don't guard it, that it should, l'shem mitzvah, that it should come in, it shouldn't come in contact with water from the harvesting, so at least from shas, techina, at least from the moment of grinding, mishas techina, when you grind the flour from that time, it should be. U'b'shas ha'tchak, and at shas ha'tchak, the Shulchan Aruch says, you could buy kemach from the shuk, meaning, guard it, the flour, that it doesn't become, guard it, dushmira, from the time, from Shas Lisha, that's the third opinion, meaning from the time you buy the flour, then you can put it into the liquid. The poskim say that Bizman Azeh, we don't rely on opinion number three, because if you just buy stam flour from the store, non-Pesachdik flour, that's chametz, because they put liquid, like our lasisa cases, they put liquid in the flour in the processing of normal flour, and they don't guard it from becoming chametz. That's why we cannot buy, one cannot buy regular flour without the a Pesach Hechsher on it, because we do not rely on this third opinion. But the earlier opinion, Shas Techina, making it into, that's non-Shmur Matzah, and Shmur Matzah is even from Shas Kitzira. The post can discuss the when one has to use Shmur Matzah. The minag of many is to dafki Shmur Matzah at the Seder, or at least for the Matzah's Mitzvah, and the rest of Pesach many are not makbid to use a Shmur Matzah. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this opinion, and he says, there are those, though, that some people have the minhag of using Shmur Matzah the entire Pesach, and they don't use anything other than Shmur Matzah. That's based on the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif don't quote anything other than Shmur Matzah. They just quote, this is what is needed, based on Rava, not Dafka, where the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam points out that the Rambam doesn't mention any chilukim between the Matzah's Mitzvah versus non-Matzah's Mitzvah. The Rambam just says, Ein Lashin. Let me just quote the line. Amr Chachamim, Sarach Adam Lizar Bedagan, Sha'ochal Mimenu Bepesach, Shalo Yavol of Mayim, Acher Sheniktzar. There it is. After harvesting, Ad Shalo Yevo Shum Chimutz, gotta guard it. And the Magen Mishnah says, this is in Heytas, there's no chiluk that he mentions between the first night and other days. And that's the Rif also, so the Akash Shulchan says, that's where the minhag came from. The minhag of only having Shmur Matzah is based on that Rambam, but other poskim, don't quote such a chumrah that you have to have it all at Pesach, but once you know where it is coming from. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan here in Tafnun Gimel. He has a couple of se'ifim having to do with this chilek. And he says most poskim don't hold to this chumrah. Right? He says, B'derach zeh halku kol poskim rishonim v'achronim l'fi zeh ein shum inyan l'achila shmura kol yimei Pesach t'shimur einu elo l'ayla rishonim k'mon shakasav g'doli ha'achronim, the pre-chadash. He quotes it. Okay, good. But that is in terms of Shmura. We discussed already, we're talking about here also about Betseko Shel Nachrim, we've discussed what part of the process is a non-Jew allowed to be involved in. Right? We read that was in Simen Tav Samach. The Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, none. Not none of the kneading. Ein Lashin Matzah's Mitzvah. The kneading is only done. V'lo Ofenosa, Al Yedei Eino Yehudi. V'lo Al Yedei, Cheresh, Shota, V'katan. You can't. Why? Mr. Rura quotes, Ushmartem es amatzos, mashma mizeh, the shmira she'in atam shamra, shlotach mitzit kavin l'shem matzah shal mitzvah, v'nachri, cheresh shal v'katan, lav b'nei shimur ninhu. Even Yisrael omen al gabav. Many poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that even if Yisrael is there and telling it what to be mechavein, still it's not bahani, others are mako by omen al gabav, as long as you're telling him. So again, that is a machlokas. But either way, you see the Gemara here that they used betzekos shel nachri. Okay. Hahu arva dechiti de tava bechishta. There was a boat. The Gemara continues. Tava b'mabes. There was a boat that had a whole load of wheat that the boat went down in the bechishta. That's the name of a river. It drained, and they were able to salvage some of the wheat. but it got wet, obviously. So Shaya Rava is one of the Nachrim. Rava allowed them to sell it to a non-Jew. They couldn't use it themselves, but before a non-Jew, it was chametz. You could sell it before Pesach, right? Rava, we don't hold like Beis Shammai, who we had back in the first parak, who said that you're not allowed to, once you have chametz, within 30 days before Pesach, you have to destroy it mamish. You can't just even sell it to a guy. But we don't pass in that way. So Rava said he allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. So the problem is, though, Esri, Rava Barli Boyle Rava, are you allowed to? You're allowed to sell this wheat? Well, we're not worried that the non-Jew then might sell it to a Jew. Lifnei Iver, are we worried about that? But look at the following case. Beged Sha'avabo Kilayim. If you have a Beged that there was Kilayim that was sewn into it, and now you can't find it. You can't see where the stitch of Kilayim was. Harezeh lo yibkerenu l'nachri. Now let us even sell it to a non-Jew. Right? Kilayim is not Aser Bahanah. But Chatnas is not also Banab. He can't sell it to a non-Jew because then he might sell it to a Jew. And it's not noticeable. You're also not allowed to make it as a saddle for a donkey. Even though there is no Hana'as Levisha there, so you're not violating the Isser, but you might come to one day make it something else that will go over you. The only thing you're allowed to do with it is allowed to make Tachrichin for a mace, because a mace, mitzvahs are not knowing by a mace. And therefore, you could use it for that. And it makes it a lot of violate, sounds like. Lenachri, my time alo. So let's finish first. Why can't you sell it to a non-Jew? La mishum, the hadamaz min Yisrael. Isn't it because they were worried that he might then sell this garment to a Yisrael? And therefore, a Jew has to be nervous. Jew has to be nervous. Rashi sounds like it's a gzera. It's a gzera. You might come to do it. If you look in the rush, it's a very important rush. The rush is in Avodah Zarah in the first parak in Simen Yud Dalet. The rush quotes this Gemara to prove that when it comes to a fellow Jew, not only is Lifnei Iver Aser, but Lifnei Delifnei is also Aser. And he quotes a Maker Adin to a non-Jew, giving a non-Jew an Eivir Menachai, all those Gemaras, and the Gemara's Machali between Lifnei and Lifnei Delifnei. Too early. But the rush says when it comes to a Jew, even Lifnei to Lifnei is Aser, like here. You can't sell it to a non-Jew, because the non-Jew then might sell it to a Jew. So how did Rava allow them to sell this chitim? So Hadam Rava, Rava says, you're right, he didn't allow them. Lizvinu kava kava l'Yisrael, you're only allowed to sell it little by little, even to a Jew. Kecha dekal yakami piskha. So it will be finished before Pesach. You will not be able to sell it to a non-Jew. Ask the Ron here, Bam Kasha, why don't we say Bittel Barov? You have this one little strand in the whole Beged of Kilayim. Why don't you say Bittel? Bittel Barov is a question of the Ron here, a question of Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Aleph. It's the same question. Why don't you say Bittel? The Ron has a Yesod Gomer. The Ron says, you don't say Bittel Barov where the whole, it's only Asur based on the Ta'aroves. Right? You don't say Bittel Barov in that case. V'im Tomar, Kivan She'avad Amai Lo Batil. V'yesh lomar, the shiny kilayim, kivan she iker isuro b'taroves. The whole iker iser of kilayim is the mixture, lo batli. It's not batel if the whole mixture is usser. Oh, it's only usser because it becomes a mixture. Bittel is where you have an iser and it falls into a heter. But if something is ne'asar because of the taroves, then usual laws of bittel don't apply. The Ron asks on himself, what about basa b'chalav? Basa b'chalav is batel. Shiny hasan, that's different. Delo tevashel amra Torah. The ein bishel el benosin tam. There it says lo tevashel gedi, and there has to be nesinas tam there. And therefore, if it's batel, there's no nesinas tam. Bashenkin, other times where the tarovis is what's usher, that is where rules of bitol don't apply. Tosis here asks, how could you make tachrich on the mace? Says, V'im Tomar, don't we have the principle of Loeg Larash, making fun of a poor person in mitzvos, meaning making fun of a somebody who was nifta, right? We know that halacha, when you go to a cemetery, you have to put in your tzitzis, you can't wear tefillin, right? That maybe in terms of talking in Torah, in the proximity of a mace, so Loeg Larash. Again, we had a Daf Be'inch here about this a couple of years ago. Says Rabbeinu Tam, maybe Loeg Larash. Wow, a couple of days here in Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe Loeg Larash. All the cases in Shas about Loeg Larash are about tzitzis. Maybe it's specifically tzitzis because tzitzis is shakal, one of the mitzvahs that are shakal, keneged kol mitzvahs. And that's why there's Loeg Larash Tfei. Aye, what about tefillin? What about Sefer Torah? Other achronim? The Aruch Laner says in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph, where this Gemara comes up, Aseis versus Los Aseis. Loeg Larash is by mitzvah asay. By mitzvah asay, if I'm doing a mitzvah asay, then the person who is nifter can't do it, so for that we feel he feels bad, right? It's an ones, he can't do it, but he's not doing it. Mashen came by lo asay, what it's a maisa vera ba'ones. So that's not mitzurif to him. And therefore, one is allowed, there's no isser of putting the using of that as tachrichim That's Tachrich on Lameis. That is the Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the Aruch Laner in Nida. Another answer given, Tosfos and Nida answers, well, maybe Shatnez is different, because the whole Isra of Shatnez is only the Hanas Lavisha. And when somebody's not living anymore, they're not getting any Hanas Lavisha. So maybe Dafka this Avera, because it's not an Avera. It's not an Avera in this circumstance, because there is no Hanas Lavisha there. Interesting, just Tara of Tosfos, the last 10 lines of Tosfos here deal with the issue of cutting the tzitzis of the talus that one buries in. That's a major discussion in the Achronim. Does one bury in a kosher pair of tzitzis or in a non-kosher pair of tzitzis? So Tosfos discusses that here, and Tosfos says, Mashi misirim bizmanazeh atalisos. The fact that you remove them, you rely on Maseches Smachos. And Tosfos says, you find a number of times where you would rely on a sefer that's not included in Shas, even though our Gemara says otherwise. So he quotes Maseches Smachos, and he quotes a Psikta, and he quotes Maseches Sofrim. So he quotes sometimes some of the other Svara that didn't make it into Shas Bavli, so those also might be relied upon, even though our Gemara doesn't discuss it. There is this story, right, as part of the larger discussion of Paskening based on Siman and Min HaShamayim. See, the Vilna Gaon was very makvid. He said he wanted to be buried in a talus, a kosher talus. And the Baal Yisod Yishorish Bahavoda also. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. That in Hilchas Avelis. That they both gave instructions to their Talmidim that you have to bury me in a talus that is kosher. And by one of them, as they were lowering the body into the kever, and then the tzitzis got caught on a branch and ripped off, and the other one, the Talmud that was in charge, had to go to the bathroom right before, and they cut it off when he was not there. They took it as a simim and a shemayim, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Avelis. He writes about two gedolim, and in the last paragraph he says in brackets, and I heard that this was about the Gra and the Baal Yisod HaShorish v'ha'avoda. Either way, that's different minhagim. Again, the Chever Kaddish are very involved in how to bury, and it's all based on minhag. Good, Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Again, this daf is jam-packed. We're still trying to fit in what we can. Tana Rabbanan, ein molul in a sakadera b'pesach, one is not allowed to add flour to a pot on Pesach, v'arot ha-she-yimlol, and if you want to, nos in a sakemach, v'achak nos in a sakhometz, you have to add flour, and right away after that, add vinegar. As we said earlier, vinegar prevents the chimutz process. Some say you can even put the vinegar in first, even though it's going to be a little diluted then. By the time the flour comes in, that's also mutter. Man yesh omrim, who allows that? Amar of Chiz Rabbi Yehudi. It's Rabbi Yehuda from Hilchas Shabbos. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Shabbos. Ha'ilfes v'akadera v'herbir merusachin, if you have a boiling hot pot that you remove from the fire, boiling, it's a kli rishon that you remove from the fire, lo yitin l'tochan tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices in there. Why? Because of the isser of bishul b'shabbos. A kli rishon cooks. But you could then move the boiling water into a kli sheni, a ka'ara or a tamchui, and then put the spices in there because of the Gemara. Interesting. Shabbos daf mem. And psachim daf mem. Kli sheni einu mavashel. And we discussed there, obviously, the exceptions to the rule that were machmer by kali bishul, and that's why we have to be worried and maybe put everything in a kli shlishi. Good. Tosfos here discusses the issue of irui, as we mentioned earlier. Pouring boiling water onto something from a kli rishon. Does that have the status of a kli rishon, kli sheni, irui, kli rishon? And we pask in the middle opinion, which Tosfos here quotes also. Irui is mevashel kedei klipa. It cooks the outer layer. We discussed that at length in Maseches Shabbos. But here, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to cook something in a kli sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, not Lamaisa right now, because Kali Bishol we have to be worried about. But Rabbi Yehuda there says, Lakalu nosein, chus midavar sheish b'chometz v'sir. You can put everything in except for something that has chometz and sir. Why? Vinegar cooks quickly. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it prevents the leavening because it cooks everything right away. So he's the one that says, you can put the vinegar in and then the flour. Vinuk maker Rabbi Yossi. What about Rabbi Yossi, who also says vinegar acts? Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shorun b'chometz v'chometz somson, as we had earlier, that you could soak something in chometz, because chometz prevents the process. So the Gemara says, kiyash minalei Rabbi Yossi hani mili di'isa be'ene. When does Rabbi Yossi say this? When it's plain vinegar. Avalai de tarovas lo. But who says he says it when it's in a mixture? That's why we have to go to Rabbi Yehuda. Ula Amar, echadzev echadzev asur. Ula says, don't mess around with flour and vinegar. First, second, no, it's all asur. Don't want to mess around. Mishum, you don't want to come close to Isurim. Lech lech amrinu l'nazira. We tell a nazir to go. Schar schar l'kar malo sekrav. You go, when you come to a vineyard, don't walk through the vineyard and just withhold yourself from eating the grapes. Go around the vineyard. Go around the vineyard because we don't want you to even put yourself into a situation of nisayon. The Achronim notes that in the story by Shimshon, when he's going and he met up with the lion and he ripped the lion apart, he disappeared. He's not with his parents anymore because the previous psukim had said that his parents were going to the Kerem and then he's all alone. Obviously, because of this halacha, his parents told him you can't walk near this vineyard because he was a nazir and he had to walk around. Next, Rav Papa Sharilei Laburd Zekei Debei Reish Galusa. Rav Papa allowed the bakers of the Reish Galusa Lamimcha Kedera Bechasise to put a little bit of flour that was roasted in the pots. Amar Rava Ika De Sharkia Milsa. Rava says, really? Who would say this is mutter? Biduchta De Shchichi Avdi. In a place where there are so many avadim, Rashi, avadim. Shemizalzalin bedvar iser yoser v'yoser. Yeah, people who don't follow halacha totally here. How can he allow this? They're just going to go one step further. Or ikadami Rava Gufa machila kidra b'chazisi. Or maybe Rava himself did it. So either way, it shouldn't be done. Rava was very against Rav Papa's heter here. If you look under Yosef Engel here, and we'll talk about this bishop tomorrow, in the Gilyoni Ashas, he says maybe this is a smach for the issue of matzah shruya or gebrux, because are we better than the avadim of the Reish Galusa? Who knows? Who knows what level they were on in terms of the zehirus that we have in terms of mitzvos? So therefore, he says maybe this is a smach. Again, it's not a raya, but maybe it's a smach again for the issue of matzah shruya, which Be'ez Hashem we'll talk more about on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.